Hey everybody, and welcome to the Pinball Sessions podcast. We have made it to episode number 2. My name is Rue, and I will be your host as we look at some live, off-the-floor, and pressure-free recordings from some of Canada and the world's best artists that are featured at pinballsessions.com. And what makes the podcast a bit different is we feature our favorite tracks along with some banter, interviews, and other goodies. So it's sort of like a behind-the-scenes look at what goes on at the Pinball Studios in Guelph, Ontario. This past weekend, we were at Hillside Festival, which takes place in Guelph every year. It was the 30th anniversary, and there were some amazing acts there. And we had a chance to work with 3 of them on the Pinball Sessions. One of them you'll be hearing from tonight, and that's the Kopecky Family Band, who recently were featured on Jay Leno and have been touring with the Lumineers and a whole bunch of other great acts. Speaking of that, later on, maybe in a couple of weeks, maybe sooner, we don't know. We're going to be featuring other sessions we recorded at Hillside, including The Weather Station and, of course, Pokey LaFarge himself. But on to today's show, we'll be hearing from Ferris and Jason Romero, who had some beautiful sessions recorded and are currently available up on pinballsessions.com. It's our latest session released this past Monday. But first, we're going to talk to the Kopecky Family Band, followed by their track, Hope, here on the Pinball Sessions podcast.
Wow. All right.
I love Nashville.
Bring you in here.
Bring me in?
Yeah. I was trying to get
now
the...
Now I can't talk. Is it rolling? I can't talk.
Why not?
Rolling.
No, it's always rolling.
Do I have food on my face? That's my double chin.
Where do you want to go with this,
Rue? Everywhere.
Okay.
We're going to make this go dark.
Are we? We're going to go deep, we're going to go dark.
Bada bing.
Bada boom.
You want to kick it off, actually?
See, I do. I actually get shy.
You get shy when it's on?
You don't. That's made up.
Okay, hi. We're not shy.
Hi, we're the Kopecky Family Band.
How's it going?
How are ya? We're kidding. We don't really talk like that.
No. We talk like...
Okay, you guys tour incessantly.
We do, yes.
We do.
We do.
We tour a whole lot. And
tour a whole lot. A whole lot.
And tour just got a little better for us. We had been in what we called the War Wagon for a long time. It was like a 16-passenger silver van with a huge dent in the side. And recently, it took its final few miles.
It did. 450,000 miles later, it died on us. Mm-hmm. And we had the wonderful privilege of buying a handicap bus. Handicap school bus kind
really?
Of thing.
It's a short bus.
It's cute. It's really cute.
Really cute.
And very special to all of us. And we get reconverted with bunks in the back and all that kind of stuff. And we've got a PlayStation. And it's like life's like really good right now.
The point is they literally built bunks. Like they bought the lumber. I came over to the house. And then 6 bunks were built. Like
yeah.
2 specs.
Like really, like spec of like what people do for like tour buses. So like they're really nice.
Good.
Good for you. Yeah, you know.
Good job, guys.
Craftsman.
Good talent to have on the road.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Do you have to fix things on the road too?
Yeah, we've had to fix the van. Like when we had the other van, we've changed so many things on the van. I'm kind of a fixer. Like I guess I have to fix things. And Marcus and I will both like we've changed like multiple alternators and belts and all kinds of things. Just it's kind of fun figuring out. You YouTube it and then yeah, you learn how to do it on the side of the
better.
Road. We are getting really good. We probably could take apart an engine and maybe put it back together. We could definitely take it apart. So, but yeah.
Cool.
So, but it's
could
been
you
fun.
Take apart a pinball machine and put it back together, you think?
I can't do stuff with like circuitry.
Okay.
The tour manager, he can. He would probably love doing that.
So
actually, it'd be a lot of fun.
Like, we could bus. Throw a broken pinball machine on your bus and see you 6 months later with it all fixed up.
No.
That would be a challenge.
I think it depends on the theme of the pinball machine, too, because it depends on how motivated we are to fix it.
Well, what if it was your pinball machine? Like, if we said we were going to paint the back glass for a Kopecky Family pinball machine, what would it have on it?
Well, it'd probably have an element of that clown game where you have to, like, you know, the little, like, heads that you try and hit. I don't know if they incorporated that into the ball.
Yeah,
but it'd be our
yeah.
faces
your
face. With our mouths.
So like the little faces, you could whack them with the ball when it comes when the ball shoots up. And that's a good idea, actually.
That's a really good idea.
And then there'd be like the tambourine slot, which is where like, basically there's like a paddle that's like Marcus, and he goes like this. And he does the butterfly,
and
it launches, or it catches the ball, and then it spins around. and shoots it somewhere else across the stage.
Nice.
Like, and like, and like, maybe hits piano keys and rolls all the way down these piano keys. That's kind of cool. I like all these ideas.
I know. Well, we may ultimately act on them. You never know.
I think you should, because I think it would be a really hot seller.
Yeah.
Have it in a merch table or something.
By saying it's a hot cellar, it'd probably be in my cellar, yes. Which is really hot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe it's a good idea, maybe it's not. I don't know.
It's my turn. I got thrown off.
That's all right.
It's been such a great conversation.
This is why we have video edit. We can
know, right?
Yeah, got it.
So, you've been on tour for how long on this particular route?
Well, people ask us that a lot, and I always say we're on tour always with some time off, because that's kind of how it is. Like, we'll have maybe a week or a week and a half or 4 days off.
Yeah,
but
or 2 days.
Like, we really have learned how to make our life coincide with being on tour, because this is our life, and we're so thankful to be doing this and to be, you know, having this really measurable progression of people just, like, joining us and having fun.
Cool.
But, it is hard work being gone so much.
But yeah, this tour, I mean, this is our first Canadian tour. It's only been really 4 days in Canada. Well, 5 days in Canada. And just kind of figuring it out. Like, having fun. Like, you know, we went to Montreal. We went to, here in Guelph. We went to Toronto. And we did St. Catharines. Mm-hmm. So it was cool. Like, I mean, every place is pretty different. But all the people are really cool. I don't know. It's kind of been a really pleasant Canadian experience. Like, we came back in Canada in March. We did one date in Toronto, and so I don't really count that as a tour, count that as a one-off. And that was probably a really bad Canada experience for us.
Oh, really? What happened?
We were here for like 7 hours, and people weren't nice.
Nobody
said sorry.
Sorry. What? Sorry, no one said sorry.
Yeah, it was
say sorry.
It's so nice, too, because like it's like people apologize for me like to like the most unnecessary thing. It's like, sorry that we don't have this ridiculous thing I just asked for. It's like, oh, like, it's their fault. It's not their fault, you know, like, everybody's doing a great job.
Everyone everywhere else is like, why would you even ask me that?
Yeah.
But in Canada, they're like, oh, you have a need, let me fulfill it. You know, it's so sweet and it's nice.
No, it really is sweet. Like, everyone's been so kind to us. So, I know we got on the tangent of Canada, but Canada's great.
Well, what are the crowds like here compared to the States? Do you find them different, or are they
the news?
The new?
I think new is the best word, because in the States, you know, we've had a lot of time to develop. You know, we've been in some of these cities like 8 times, whereas here it's like these are pretty much done once.
Mm-hmm.
What were you gonna say? Sorry.
I mean, I guess, well, specifically at this festival, I can say that the whole experience has been seamless and has been so communal and so sweet and just really. I feel like I've come home being here. Like I said that, I think from stage or a little bit of it, but I've been kind of processing it. And it's like everything from having people help you wash your plastic dish to having someone like make the trail mix and then going on stage and just everything is very seamless. And it feels like the people in the audience are also in the drum circle that you're like free dancing to. And then everything has been so circular and sweet and good. And I just feel like, it was like a breath of fresh air.
I think the thing, too, for us was that, you know, sorry, but by saying we've been in the States so much, it's like to come up here and like to find people who we've never seen before, and they're just as passionate about it as about someone who's seen it 6 times. Like last night, there was a guy at our show in St. Catharines who literally bought every single piece of our merch because he heard our music being played during a stream on an app that he uses on Facebook.
Huh.
And some guy was playing it, and he like fell in love with it. And he drove 2 hours to get here from London, which I don't know, is that like 2 hours?
Yeah, it'll be about 2 hours.
From like,
2 hours.
London,
he drove
hours?
Like 2 hours from London to come to that show that night, and like just care. Like I mean, that's cool. Like I mean, that's kind of the story about how we grew up in the States, and so it's just amazing. Like that's already starting over there. Okay. Oh, sorry, over here, not over there.
Hope so, you have a good editor. You're looking at him.
No, so it was pretty cool.
That's good. Yeah, cool. What do you guys do for fun? It's obviously a lot of time on the road.
Went to Niagara Falls the other day.
Oh, did you?
That was fun.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was cool. We went on the American side one time, so it was fun to do the Canadian side.
The Canadian side is a little more vibrant.
Yeah.
Like, it is. I mean, it's like
a little kitschy, but
it's like a drop off. Like your level, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh crap, because you just see it, you know. Where on the other side, you're kind of like, you're not with the water. It's crazy on this side.
What else do we do?
Well, you play a lot of games.
Well, I guess we got a PlayStation in the car, so now I play more PlayStation.
Yeah.
What else do we do? We all do kinds of different things. We like exploring. So like when we go to different places, we try to like go around. Like I like finding cocktail bars in different cities, and like I've managed to find like some of my favorite cocktail bars all over the country, and they happen to be like the best ones, and don't even know it. You just walk into it. So that's fun for me. I like doing that. But everybody's got different little things they like to do. She likes finding yoga studios and like yoga communities she can be part of. It's cool. I know, right?
Yeah. This is my.
I know you don't see what she's doing, but she's going.
Everybody here. Namaste.
You guys are online, I guess?
Yeah.
What do you guys feel about being online? Do you enjoy it? Do you enjoy talking to people there? Or is that just not your thing?
I love it. I think it's funny to see how the industry has really shifted and has changed from this like radio-driven, you know, album connection, which is very much like you go to a show and it's this huge like once-in-a-lifetime experience, where now, you know, some of my favorite bands, I can see, oh, whoa, they were in Toronto and they loved this place, and then they came to Nashville. Oh, weird, they're eating at this place I love, or, you know, sharing quotes that inspire them or books that they're reading. And it makes everything a little bit more integrated.
Mm-hmm.
And I think anytime that can happen is when the art becomes more meaningful, the people behind the music become more accessible, and it's just, it's better. Mm-hmm. Personally, that's how I feel.
It's definitely pretty cool that we can kind of keep connecting with people all the time. I mean, there's also there's an element of it where it's like you've exposed yourself more now, so that gets a little difficult sometimes because, you know, it's hard not to go to YouTube and like look at a comment someone leaves and you're like, oh man, come on, dude, you didn't need to.
Yeah.
That. So, but at the same time, there's like that double-edged sword. So, because I love that people are seeing it, you know. So it's provided a lot of outlets, and we've had a lot of success in the traditional manners too, like in radio and stuff like that. So like seeing it all together, like continue to grow, and like being able to then see those people who discovered us on a radio station somewhere, and then they find us on Facebook, and then they talk to us, or they find us on Twitter, and then we're like, you know, liking them, and they're liking us, and they get so excited about just liking them. And so I don't know, it's cool.
Yeah.
It's like making people's day. No, it's fun.
What are you on Twitter?
Yeah.
Oh, we're at Kopecky Family.
On Instagram, it's at Kopecky Family Band.
And then Kopecky Family Band on Facebook.
On Facebook? Cool. And YouTube, you guys put up your own videos or?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Pretty much?
All kinds of videos. There's like tons of fun,
YouTube,
crazy weird stuff on there.
Yeah. We're on everything. KopeckyFamilyBand.com.
And you'll be on the pinball sessions.
Yeah.
Pinball sessions!
Boom, boom, boom!
Awesome. So where are you off to next?
Oh, we're going to Philadelphia tomorrow morning.
Nice.
So yeah, Philadelphia.
Well, it'll be an interesting jump from Guelph Lake to Philadelphia.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go. Oh, I'm going to head there now.
Oh, that was really good, man.
Cute. One more song. It's called Hope.
Oh, you can take
it out, right? A ringing G-string is always okay.
That's what I always say.
Love ringing some G-strings, don't you, Corey?
G-string is always
a... Me and Corey on the same page on this one.
Corey always says that. Every time, every time.
Baby, it's okay. That ringing G-string's fine.
It's okay, girl. You can ring that out.
Okay.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, because it's all on tape.
That commentary might have to cut out.
Well, I guess for the podcast.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Perfect.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, so should we intro it, or are we rolling?
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't look like it.
Just
Wow.
You ready, Gaby?
This one's called Hope.
It was only just a hope that you could build it for yourself. see exactly what it's worth. Before you burn it all in. And we still can't find the reason when the lights go out. Are we fools just for believing that the lights are out when the lights go out? Oh no, no, just don't look back. Oh no, oh, it was only just a hope that you could find your better half to see the man that you become. And fall in love with what you hear. And we still can't find the reason when the lights go out. Are we fools just for believing that the lights are out? Oh no, no, just don't look back. Oh no, oh, oh, oh. Oh no, no, don't look back. Oh no, no, no. Oh no, no, just don't look back. Oh no, no, no. Can't find the reason when the lights go out. Are we fools just for believing that the lights are out when the lights go out? Yeah, we still can't find the reason when the lights go out. Are we fools just for believing that the lights are out when the lights go out?
The Capecchi Family Band, all the way from Nashville, Tennessee, playing at the Hillside Festival in Guelph, Ontario this past weekend. We talked to Kelsey and Gabe of the band and thanked them very much for chatting with us by Guelph Lake. It was a very cool interview right by the waterfront. The song you just heard was Hope, which is from their debut album, Kids Raising Kids, and you can find them at CapecchiFamilyBand.com, where it links to all of their other social media that they talked about there in the interview. Coming up next, all the way from the tiny hamlet of Horsefly, BC, a population of 700, which makes my hometown of Erin, Ontario, seem like a major city, come Ferris and Jason Romero. Jason Romero is widely considered one of the best banjo builders in the world. He's made banjos for Jerry Douglas and Ricky Skaggs. He and his wife Ferris have a vintage roots duo. It's taking off in the folk world. And here is a track from the Pinball Session they recorded recently and was released this past Monday at pinballsessions.com. It's a track called Come On Home.
Hi there, we're Ferris and Jason Romero. We're here at Folk Alliance 2013 in Toronto doing a pinball session.
You are troubled by the days, you are troubled. You are troubled in a weary race. You have traveled many days, you have traveled. When your work is done and you can rest,
come on home.
Oh, come on home. Come on home tonight.
song Come On Home from their recent release Long Gone Out West Blues. You can find links to buy the album at ferrisandjason.com. That's P-H-A-R-I-S and jason.com. They're also on Bandcamp and Facebook, and you can find links to that in the show notes, along with links to the Kopecky Family Band and, of course, to Pinball Sessions. This has been another episode of the Pinball Sessions podcast. We hope you enjoyed it, and if you did, please head over to iTunes or to Podomatic to leave us a rating or a review. Let us know what you think of the show and help other people find the show. That would be great. You can also find us on Twitter at Pinball Sessions. And of course, you can find all the other sessions we have recorded at pinballsessions.com. We're over 20 of them now and they're all great. You can stream them or download them and listen to them anytime you like. Thank you for listening, and we hope to see you next week for episode 3.